This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Sunday, July 5th, 2020, the day after Independence Day, July 4th, which yesterday marked a historic day in American folklore and history, where Democrats, members of the American media, and leftists in the streets wanted to cancel the 4th of July, which, of course, is really just the single day representation, manifestation of what they really want to do, which is cancel America. Attempting to cancel the 4th with mask orders and shutdown orders and threats of fines and declaring fireworks illegal, rivers illegal, shutting down nature. That's just them seizing the harnesses of a holiday, seizing the momentum of a national holiday, and attempting to declare it their own. Well, it was rejected. It was rejected in full force. And so, for example, in L.A., even though they had declared gatherings illegal, barbecues illegal, family gatherings, fireworks, fun, basically illegal, epic footage of Los Angeles is at Infowars.com. The skyline lit up with non-stopping bursts and explosions of pyrotechnics, otherwise known as fireworks, in the sky. Yes, there was the New York Times. The fireworks show must not go on. And Washington Post and CNN and MSNBC telling you to stay home during the 4th. There's ways to be COVID safe on the 4th. You've never seen such a sight over L.A. as you did last night. Even here in Austin, on Lake Travis, where they canceled the actual, you know, city-sponsored fireworks show, you know, the big ones, everybody would go to the park or whatever, they canceled that. Well, that didn't really matter, because from about 9 o'clock to about 10:30 at night on Lake Travis, it was nonstop fireworks in every direction. And God so blessed us with one of the most beautiful full moons you've ever seen in your life. So that's our representation. That's our physical manifestation of us seizing the day. You cannot cancel the 4th of July. You cannot cancel God-given freedoms. You cannot cancel the United States of America. And when you consider the president's last two speeches, one at Mount Rushmore, one in front of the White House, and him signaling the bravery, the courage, and yes, the actions of our founding fathers, declaring war on the radical anti-American communist left. This could be a major pivot point in Trump's reelection bid and in the 2020 history books, where the left and the Democrats and the media and the mobs had their way for the first half of the year. Maybe now it's our turn. Maybe now we get our way and And so we're all in this together. And it's going to be a wild ride. Alex Jones on the other side of this break. This is the Alex Jones Show.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Prediction last week, several times on air, that really wasn't a hard prediction to make, but it was great to see it come true, that we would witness 5-10 times the fireworks shot off across the United States than we normally do. Because I just gauge the general public from what I believe. I believe you're like me. I believe you want freedom. I believe you want justice. I believe you love America. You understand we are America. You understand that all these big foreign, ruthless, multinational corporations that are setting up private corporate level government are jealous of that. They're jealous that you love God. They're jealous that you love your family. They're jealous of our relationships. They're jealous of the nuclear family. They are openly declaring war on all that is good and decent because they need people that are failed, people that they can control. They want to create losers. And so when we go out to these Democrat events and look at these zombie-like people and how stupid they are, we tend to laugh. But you know what? It's not funny, folks. Those are people we let down. Those are people we let globalists and the educational system dumb down. But that said, I was out at Lake Travis for the 4th of July, and it went past midnight into July 5th. We were up till about 1:30. Fireworks were still going off. When I said I thought there'd be 5-10 times the fireworks, excuse me, this was 20 times, 30 times. I mean, this was ridiculous. So they tried to cancel it. A bunch of little towns and cities did cancel it. Private citizens somehow got all these fireworks. And you can say, oh, that's just a show of light in the air. What's that mean? It's a bunch of hype. It's a grand falloon. No, it's not, because the flag stands for the Republic, the Declaration of Independence, we the people, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. It's been a world model all over the planet against authoritarianism, against monarchy, against monotheistic religious rule. I mean, it is the most classically liberal thing anybody's ever imagined. It is the fount of the Renaissance. We're it. And that's why we have most of the inventions and most of the freedom, and that's why people can come here and do anything they basically want to do. But the authoritarian globalists are in competition with that. So as I speak here, just look at some of the footage from Los Angeles alone taken by the mainstream media, but the most powerful footage was taken down at street level. And it's the same thing I saw last night out in the country, out in the suburbs, and it's the same thing that my parents, I talked to my dad, who lives right in the middle of Austin, lived there many, many years. It's really central Austin now. It used to be central South Austin. And he just doesn't normally fire mortars off because they'll call the police on you. But this time, there were so many mortars going off, so many big fireworks, and it went on for like an hour. He said, well, hell, I got a bunch in the garage that we shoot out in the country. He went and got them and just fired them and fired them and fired them because it was an act of defiance. And the same left that doesn't want us to fire off fireworks are the same ones that call the cops when we do. So people get this. The left are throwing fireworks at police. We're simply firing them up in the air to show our solidarity with America, our solidarity with fellow Americans. And tomorrow I intend to do this. Owen's about to take over. Owen Schroyer on this live Sunday show. I want to read Proud to Be an American by Lee Greenwald because it's so prophetic. He wrote that song 35 years ago or so. And you read it, and it's everything that's happening now. Because the flag still stands for freedom. They can't take that away. They were trying to take it away then, folks. The globalists have captured America to a great extent, used us for evil, but we've woken up to it and said, no, we're pulling our troops out of these unnecessary wars. We're rediscovering who we are. We're rebuilding our industry and our systems and finding our patriotism in God again. And that's incredible. So when you look at the venom of de Blasio and all these other pieces of garbage like AOC, there's a powerful clip that we'll play later, but when I have time, or if not, I'll play it tomorrow, where de Blasio was at a press conference on July 4th yesterday, and he says, oh, it's apples and oranges. Church leaders agree we shouldn't have churches open. The Black Lives Matter protests are too important, so those are good. We should have those. That's the double speak, the double thing. Authoritarians have to get you to hold two separate thoughts that oppose each other and that kill logic in your mind, as George Orwell said, because what they're selling you doesn't make sense. And so that's why on every front they say a man can have a baby, or a woman can be a man, or any of this. It's about getting you to just give up on what's in front of your face, your common sense. And these big multinational corporations that invest in communist China and have slave camps and are involved in human-animal cloning. I mean, the worst stuff you can imagine, that 3 million Muslims in death camps in China, and Apple openly has their components built there. And it comes out, it's like, oh, it's okay, Tim Cook's gay. Think about how sick that is and how it's in our face and how the president's bad for liking Mount Rushmore, and how Democrats go, oh, we purposely are pulling down Lincoln statues. He wasn't good enough. These are people making us hate our country and trying to conquer us. And the key to this is understanding big mega corporations finance this. Big mega corporations control this. And this is the man. This is the establishment. The globalists are trying to sink our ship. And they're trying to get us to fight with each other while they do it so they can loot it and take the whole thing over. But I'm proud of Americans, because when they have a symbol of fireworks to support America, like putting an American flag out on your doorstep, which are now being attacked and demonized, it's so strong. And it stands up to bullies like Nike and Kaepernick. Kaepernick's not even black. Had two white people adopt him, take care of him, but they were leftist America haters. He signs up with Nike. He makes all this money, tens of millions of dollars. And remember, he said, oh, it's about police brutality. That's why I take a knee for the national anthem. But now he came out and he said, the national anthem is white supremacy. The national anthem is bad. And I do not support America or the national anthem or the flag. He said that. We pulled the quotes. So that's who Nike is. They don't support your country even existing, because they've got slave factories that China controls. These are monsters. That's what it was always about. I'm the guy that exposed police when they're corrupt. I'm the guy that didn't want the globalists to get control of our police. Guess what? They tried to get control of them, and the police woke up. And now the police are enemy number one of the New World Order, because they've got problems. We've all got problems. But our nation has problems. But the rule of law, ladies and gentlemen, and our Constitutional Bill of Rights is what the police are. The rubber meets the road. They're the lowest level of that. We got laws that are wrong. Change the laws. Don't blame the police. When a cop's wrong, go after him. Great. Fine. Fry him. There's bad people in every area. But we need to celebrate the good people in every area and stand up against globalists and authoritarians trying to make us fight with each other and sink the ship. So think about that. And I want to come up with a movement that's called July 4th year round, or July 5th. In fact, this is it right now. The July 5th movement being founded right now means, what do you do after July 4th every year? What do you do than just put out the talk to support America and the Republic and the flag and the veterans? And but what does America symbolize? What does it stand for? Why do authoritarians want to destroy it? Why do they want to undermine it? That's the July 5th movement. So I literally just thought of this earlier, but now I'm decided to launch it here on air. It's the July 5th movement. I know you're going to want to join me in this, and that's going to make every day July 4th. And make every day the celebration of human history. Not just Black History Month, but Human History Month, where we celebrate all of our people, not to put one group down to the other, but to bring us all up together and to unify us. And that's the American dream, and that's the Renaissance, and that's what the tyrants fear. Now, Louis Farrakhan, who's massively demonized, and I disagree with some of the stuff he says, he's dead on about vaccines being poisoned and tainted. That's just a fact. and he's been banned because he's talking about it. That clip's coming up as well. Owen Schroeder takes over. Well, Owen Schroeder takes over right now. But God bless you all, not just here in America, but around the world who love liberty. When I talk about 1776 worldwide, it's not about American supremacy. It's not about white supremacy. It's not about black supremacy. It's not about brown supremacy. It's about human supremacy. Humans standing up together and moving forward. July 4th, worldwide. 1776 worldwide. Humans. Worldwide and interplanetary. God bless you all.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, when we come back, the anti, it's not even anti-vaccine, but it's anti-rigged vaccine, anti-medical tyranny vaccine movement is spreading. And Louis Farrakhan addresses his audience about this. And Alex Jones is going to explain why this is so important. Coming up next on the other side, don't forget about InfoWarsStore.com, ladies and gentlemen, InfoWarsStore.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
I ask you about a court decision from last week. A federal court ruled that you and Governor Cuomo violated the Constitution by restricting religious services during the lockdown of the pandemic. The court said you openly discouraged religious gatherings and threatened religious worshipers and sent a clear message that mass protests are deserving of preferential treatment, essentially saying that you treated the protesters who were on the streets differently than the religious gatherings that were on the streets. Your reaction?
No, just wrong. We worked with the religious leadership of this city for months, Cardinal Dolan in the Catholic Church and so many other religious leaders, who were in full agreement that it was not time to bring back religious services because of the danger it would cause to their congregants. The protests were an entirely different reality, a national phenomenon that was not something that the government could just say, you know, go away. It's something that really came from the grassroots and obviously had profound meaning, and we're all acting on the meaning of those protests. But it's really apples and oranges. Our religious leaders were the first to say it was not time to bring back services. Now we're doing it carefully, smartly. So I think that decision profoundly misses what the very religious institutions themselves were saying.
Let's talk about where we are. And
that is a dirty commie. Mayor Bill de Blasio. Let's never forget that he changed his name. What was his name originally? Wilhelm something? Yes, that Bill de Blasio, whose top staffer, Jacob Schwartz, was caught with a large file of child pornography, child rape. Yeah, that was Bill de Blasio's guy. Yeah, Warren Wilhelm changed his name to Bill de Blasio and then hired a top pedophile as one of his top staffers. He's up and coming in the Democrat Party. A lot of people considered him the next John Podesta. Yeah, that guy, that dirty commie that you just heard from, who's lying, by the way. Oh, it's apples and oranges to compare protests to church services. And we were working with the churches, who are probably all dirty commies too, those fake churches that put the gay flag up, put Black Lives Matter on the side. If there was just a Muslim radical terrorist, then they put, you know, a Muslim message up that says, oh, we're not anti-Muslim, the one that brings in the illegal immigrants, which, you know what, if that's all they did, I guess maybe they wouldn't be so bad, but it's not, it's all political, they're bought and paid for by their local governments that are run by Democrats, that's why they have the drag queen story times and the like. But that's just a little framework around Bill de Blasio. And so what you're seeing now is just the left protesting the 4th of July all day yesterday, stomping on the flag, burning the flag, spitting on it, desecrating a venerable object. It's actually a felony. But I guess when you're a liberal court system, you don't consider the flag a venerable object. But it was a dichotomy, the two sides of America. One hates America. One hates freedom. One is fully indoctrinated by the mainstream media. One is completely and unsympathetically racist. And that is the side of the left wing in America, the Democrat Party, the liberal virtue-signaling social justice warrior, led by their mainstream media cohorts, led by their skexy, decrepit, despicable, slime bag, rat, pus-filled, sycophant Democrat Party leaders like Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. Then there's the other side of America that had their 4th of July's canceled, their Freedom Day canceled, their freedoms infringed upon, told to wear a mask, told they couldn't have family gatherings, couldn't have a barbecue. And that side of America said, no, you can't cancel my 4th of July. You can't cancel my freedom. You can't cancel my America. And they went out and they shot guns. And they went out and they lit off fireworks more than ever, I would say, in my memory. I don't know about you, but it seems like everybody last night, even though they're, you know, city coordinated taxpayer funded normal 4th of July celebration was canceled, the fireworks stands were all sold out, completely sold out. You couldn't do a 360 turn without seeing a fireworks show. It went on through hours and hours through the night. Of course, that side of America is led by God, led by passion, led by liberty and love. And its leader right now, as the President of the United States, Donald Trump, who gave two fantastic speeches, one at Mount Rushmore on July 3rd, the Land of Legends speech is what I call it. The Land of Legends speech. Whoever deemed this country the Land of Legends? President Donald Trump did at Mount Rushmore on July 3rd, 2020. And so then there's that side of America right there. The side that loves freedom and independence and self-government and truth and justice and logic and reason and history. That's the dichotomy. And, you know, you see President Trump tweeting today, upset at Fox News for showing the fake polls, saying that he's losing to Biden. InfoWars told you that was eventual. But here's what's even sicker. President Trump's Mount Rushmore speech was certainly one of the greatest. And yet there was almost no coverage. In fact, the only station that covered it live at all was Fox News, and even they didn't give it full coverage. So you had to go seek it out for yourself if you wanted to find it, which, by the way, YouTube live audiences, Facebook live audiences, Twitter live audiences were record for this one. But you couldn't even find it on television news. Now, if there was a COVID-19 press conference with Dr. Fauci, every network would have been there to let you know you need to live in fear and you need to wear a mask. But when President Trump is giving one of the greatest speeches in American history from one of the most iconic and timeless monuments in America, no, they don't cover it. With the wind blowing the flags in the background, with the fireworks exploding in the distance, with the crowds chanting USA, they had no interest in airing that, but they'll show you the COVID-19 scares, and they're bringing back their death graphs and everything, but no, they don't love America.
As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The year is 2020. The date is July 5th. We've just celebrated our nation's birthday in the American system. And now more than ever, we must defend the Republic. We must defend the ideals of the Republic, and we must help others discover or rediscover why these basic systems of freedom are under attack. Because if we allow the idea and the dream of America to be destroyed, then its place will be the nightmare of the New World Order and the post-human future. So I'm launching the July 5th movement. I thought about it this morning, I thought about it this afternoon, and it's just important to not just eat hot dogs and hamburgers and fireworks, obviously, yeah, we love America, but it's important to, again, talk about and discuss and rediscover what made America so great. and how it's all of our birthrights to continue it and to promote it and be part of it. And that's why the New World Order and the globalists and the Chi-Coms hate it so much, because they're promoting nothing but pure authoritarianism. And if America doesn't go by the wayside and that ideal continues on, they can't compete with it. If, say, the United States says, hey, it's wrong, there's 3 million Muslims in forced labor camps and death camps in China that Apple and Nike are involved in. You see, they need to get rid of that example. And so to do it, they demonize it and attack our failings, which we recognize and have fixed in many cases. It's so sick. We're the nation, we're the system that tried to empower humanity and have done in many cases such a great job, and in many cases not a good job, because with great power comes great corruption and great decadence. Yes, to quote Spider-Man, with great power comes great responsibility. So I want to play a clip here now of Louis Farrakhan. Now, I've interviewed Louis Farrakhan. I agree with about 95% of what he says. 5% I totally disagree with. He gets into race-based politics, all that, but that's the system we live in. But when he gets up there with his millions of followers and exposes the secret history that's now been declassified in part of medical testing, well, not just black people, but folks in general, it's so important, it's so true. We had a story about it on InfoWars.com, and I saw some of the Twitter posts and the comments there, and they were overwhelmingly negative, saying, you're making this up, there's no history of depopulation, Bill Gates doesn't want to depopulate. Bill Gates has been on national television many times and promoted this. He's been in the London Guardian, the Associated Press. This is his main mission. His dad ran Planned Parenthood, whose main job was, quote, to get rid of the black weeds. That's a quote from Margaret Sanger. So, to me, it's not about a virtue signal to go, oh, they're after the black folks. They are after the black folks. And when they're done with them, they're after everybody else. They're the beta test, because they were discriminated against and because they were used as guinea pigs. So I have empathy. I don't have white guilt. I've got empathy. Because if I'm a dog and I see another dog in a Chinese, what do you call them, grocery store about to get chopped up, I get upset because that's another dog getting killed. Well, you know what? Black people are humans. I'm a human too. And I've got empathy watching them go through all this. And I notice how as soon as they've done it to them and tested it out, they move right on to everybody else. So it's really about selfishness, because I care about black people, folks. I care about children, period. I look at a white child, a black child. None of these children deserve to be put through all this or given poisonous vaccines. But when you pull back from it, it's even worse than that, because they tell white children they're bad because they're white. That's inherently evil. All of this is evil, and that's what the globalists were promoting. So what Louis Farrakhan said is absolutely true. The video is on InfoWars.com. I hope you share it. Here it is, the back going short in the live transmission. God bless you all.
Say to the African presidents,
yes, sir,
do not take their medications.
Yes, sir. Right? Yes,
sir. I say to those of us in America, we need to call a meeting of our skilled virologists,
right,
epidemiologists,
right,
students of biology and chemistry, and we need to look at not only what they give us, we need to give ourselves something better.
Yes, sir.
So my teacher told me, don't speak for some, speak for the whole.
Yes, sir.
And now I'm speaking for black America,
yes, sir,
for Hispanic America,
yes,
for the Native American,
yes, sir,
and for those who are desirous of life. They're making money now, plotting to give 7,500,000,000 people a vaccination.
Yes, that's right.
Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates and Melinda,
yes, sir. That's right. That's right.
You want to depopulate the earth?
Yes,
what the hell gives you that right? Who are you to sit down with your billions and talk about who can live and who should die?
That's right. That's right.
That's why your world is coming to an end quickly, because you have sentenced billions to death, but God is now sentencing you to the death that you are sentencing to others.
Wow. Powerful words there. And again, you can get into anyone's history and say, hey, they're good or they're bad or they shouldn't have said that or done that. But when they speak the truth, it's still the truth. You can judge a man's character by the actions of the man or his deeds or his words. But when he speaks the truth, it's just the truth. And what Farrakhan said is the truth. Yeah, Bill Gates is trying to depopulate the earth. He said it. And you know, I would bet you Bill Gates pledged some money to Black Lives Matter in the most unironic symbol of hatred and disgust you could ever imagine. As he sends in his poison in mass by the airplane load, cargo loads of death, right from Bill Gates' labs, right from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, to Africa. And that's courtesy, there it is, of this anti-human freak, Bill Gates. Pull that back up. Because I didn't see that headline. Bill Gates has given over $50 billion to charitable causes over career. That's just so he can get control of them and bring in his eugenics program. And then have everybody lick his boots when he goes on TV, because he owns most of these media corporations through fiat as an end around with marketing and technology. And yes, yes, ladies and gentlemen, the world is waking up to all of this. Bill Gates can't put out a tweet without being called out for his death plot. Andrew Cuomo can't send out a tweet without being called out for his mass murder of folks in nursing homes. Mayor Adler here in Austin can't send out a tweet without everybody calling him a tyrant. Governor Abbott, hated by both sides in Texas now for throwing us under the bus. Wartime conservatism is here. And that just means, in general, conserving what you love, conserving what you hold dear, conserving your way of life, because the radical left, the communist left, with its political tank known as the Democrat Party, is coming to destroy all our ways of life. So that's wartime conservatism in 2020.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We need to get back to the land, back to self-sufficiency, and back to being prepared. And the way to start, ladies and gentlemen, is having friends and family with a bug-out plan if there is a total collapse, and water filtration, and food to last you at least a few months. And the food we have is very high quality. It's in great containers that are great to be mobile. They have wide selections, special diets, you name it. It's the best price you're going to find, but you need to get the orders in now, in the lull before the storm. I told you lockdown 2 was coming. The New World Order is making its move. Whether Trump loses or wins, things are just going to get more crazy, and this food lasts 25 years inside the containers. So it's something you can hide, something you can bury, something you know is an ace in the hole for you and your family in the future. future, and the little bit of profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to continue to warn the people. So you're also funding InfoWars, the most powerful Paul Revere organization in the world, because it's powered by you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here's what's coming up. In the second hour of this Sunday edition, I'm going to be taking your phone calls. We're going to air a special report coming up from Greg Reese. The history of America, really human history, that you're not going to find in mainstream history textbooks or television specials. And then I want to take your phone calls for the entirety of the second hour. What is it that you notice the most from Trump's speech at Mount Rushmore or on the 4th of July, or what from the July 4th weekend will you remember? When you talk about July 4th, 2020, when you remember it in your head, what are you going to remember about it? So the number to call in is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. What did President Trump's speeches over the weekend mean to you? And what will you remember? What stories will you tell about July 4th, 2020? And so we'll start going to your phone calls in 15 minutes at 5.06 p.m. Central Time on this Sunday, broadcasting live from the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. Folks, it's a miracle. We're still on air. Now, the reason I say that is because there is not a single news organization or any media personality or organization that could have survived all the attacks that InfoWars and Alex Jones have survived. Of course, there is no other news organization, media organization that can do what InfoWars has done. And I guess that's why we're here. You are that lifeblood. You are the life support. You make it all possible when you go to InfoWarsStore.com and you take advantage of our sales. You buy things at normal price. You buy things in bulk. You buy things and give them as a gift. You tell your friends and family about it. We're still here. I could get into the attacks, but most of the audience already knows all about it. If you're new, heck, just plug in InfoWars, Alex Jones, Owen Troy, or anything into Google and just see how they attack us and lie about us. We're still here. I still get people coming up to me, Owen, why don't you have a YouTube channel? Why don't you have a Facebook? I'm banned. I tell people, hey, I meet people, say, oh, you're a talk show host. Yeah, 3 to 6 p.m. Oh, do you have a Facebook page, a YouTube? Nope, banned from there. Well, how do you survive? How do you promote? You'd have a lot more viewers if you did. Yeah, we know, they know, that's why they ban us. But again, there you are. There you are to support us. There you are to have our back when no one else will. There you are to put the life back into us, like with a defibrillator or performing resuscitation. There you are. So we can't thank you enough. I can't thank you enough. We're so blessed to have your support. But you know what? We're also proud that InfoWarsStore.com is elite. The best supplements, some of the most popular t-shirts when it comes to making a political statement. Oh yeah, those t-shirts you see at Trump rallies with political statements like Hillary for prison, that comes right from us at the InfoWarsStore.com. So remember though, the July 4th special is still live, up to 60% off some of the supplements, double Patriot points, and free shipping store-wide at InfoWarsStore.com. So if you haven't tried all the great supplements, now's the time. If you haven't gone and looked for a t-shirt to make a political statement, now's the time. The coffee as well, air filters, water filters, shower heads. Yeah, shower heads. You're like, shower heads? Yeah, shower heads. We got it all at InfoWarsStore.com. So check it all out. We cannot thank you enough for your support. And here's what we're dealing with. A left in America, a Democrat Party that hates truth, hates America, hates freedom, hates everything, hates reality, hates you, hates your God, hates your values, hates your family, hates the car you drive. And they come out with crap like this. From the AP, in troubled times, Independence Day in a land of confusion. No, you see, you're only confused. You're only confused on this Independence Day if you actually believe Democrats in Congress, if you actually believe mainstream media, if you actually believe talking heads like Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon, then yeah, you're in troubled times. You're in a land of confusion. Nothing makes sense to you. When you have people broadcasting and projecting the exact opposite of reality for you to ingest, like a tub of lard, and telling you it's the best smoothie ever. Yeah, you're in a land of confusion. when you get educated at Harvard about how being racist against white people is a good thing, and then you lose your job because of your racism, yeah, you're in a land of confusion, all right. Yahoo News, and of course this story gets pushed out to all their tentacle media connections. Independence Day, marked by division in the streets of Washington. Again, it's like land of confusion. No, you're only divided if you listen to the same people I just told you about. Yeah, you're divided if you listen to CNN. You're divided if you listen to MSNBC. You're divided if you get all the propaganda from mainstream entertainment. You're divided if you see the Democrats wearing a kente cloth, which actually represents slavery. The irony. The irony. Now, we're going to be hearing from you on the phone lines. I want to again hear what President Trump's speeches over the weekend meant to you. What memories, what stories will you hold dear from July 4th, 2020? I certainly had a great July 4th, a full moon on a lake with fireworks on a 360 view. It's about as good as it gets. Barbecue. No masks. No masks. Hope I never have a 4th of July with a mask over my face. Cannot restrict freedoms. Illinois judge avoids Governor Pritzker's coronavirus lockdown orders. We need more judges like this. Trump is trying to appoint them, but the leftist judges are holding on for dear life in every position they can. Like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Do you think Ruth Bader Ginsburg celebrated the 4th of July from an iron lung? Seriously. Matt Groening shows The Simpsons, Futurama, like, very well known for predicting the future. Maybe Ruth Ginsburg head in a jar for the Supreme Court forever. That was actually in Futurama. So just like de Blasio said, you can't go to church, but BLM can protest all day. Yeah, there's Ruth Bader Ginsburg last night watching the 4th of July fireworks above her. Just like de Blasio says, one set of rules for you, not for me. Code Pink plans rallies in California on 4th of July while the rest of the state not allowed to hold family gatherings. Literally, Governor Newsom said he'd send police to your house if you had family over for a barbecue. Here's the irony, though. Hillary Clinton says she doesn't know if Trump will leave office if defeated. Folks, all this protests, like police declare a riot twice on July 4th amid protests in Portland, all these protests that you see are all anti-Trump protests. BLM, Me Too, all of them. They're all anti-Trump protests. This is all the left-wing media and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats not accepting their loss to Trump. That's what all of this is. So they still haven't let go to the election.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.